Weekend. Hello and welcome to yet another edition of America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone.
And I'm Leslie Gold.
And we are keeping you company this weekend, no matter where you are, what you're doing. If you're making it a restful weekend or working hard, we're right by your side, right, Leslie?
We are. And we're here to tell you about stuff that you might have missed, you might have missed.
That's right. We begin with that very topic, news that you might have missed. Now, we're not going to be talking in this segment about prison breaks or Donald Trump. We'll get there. We'll get there.
All that is good stuff,
all that
I must
is
admit.
Beautiful stuff. Okay.
You said Donald Trump and the whole studio fell apart.
Okay, now we're just going to keep going because it's too funny not to.
Okay.
All right. I'm having my
You have limp mic syndrome.
Okay.
It won't stay erect. I hate when that happens.
Okay, I think this might work.
Oh, that is a very sad look. All right.
It is. It's not TV, so it's okay.
Her mic is dipped down and Valerie has to scooch under it, basically, to be heard.
Oh, boy, I need to go to the acupuncturist after this.
All
okay,
right.
So here's what happened. There was a report that came out a few months ago, Leslie, that's gaining traction again. And the report is out of Montreal, out of McGill University, where they did research on the size of men's fingers.
Okay.
And the reason they did this, and I don't know really what prompted the research, but they figured out that you can determine if the man you're dating is a nice guy, is going to be dateable, a good date, or an idiot, by the size of his digit finger. What is this called, this finger?
Your pointer.
The pointer finger.
Mm-hmm.
The ratio between the pointer finger and the ring finger.
Okay, when you say size, you mean length, right? We're not talking about the girth of
fingers. No.
Yeah.
But that's another study.
Now, I do remember years ago there was a study which claimed the same thing, that if there was a certain distance between your ring finger and your middle finger, your pointer and your middle finger, you could tell if a man was gay by that, and that was widely discredited.
And now there's another study about, and we're calling this the index finger, by the way.
Okay.
That's, you and I are calling it the pointer, but it's really known as the index finger.
Oh, we're getting technical.
Yes, we're getting technical because it comes from McGill University, a respected institution, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a smaller ratio of index to ring finger, men are more likely to listen attentively, to smile and laugh, to compromise or compliment the other person. This is according to the psychology professor at McGill University in Montreal. And so if a guy asks you out, first thing you have to do, I know Leslie wants to know about the FICO score, but that's important. But the second thing you have to do is check out the index finger to ring finger ratio.
Now, is it always true that your ring finger is longer than your index finger?
Not
necessarily. It can be the other way, right?
Absolutely.
So is it the ratio, or what happens when your index finger exceeds the length of your ring finger?
Then you're a jerk.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, because you've been very busy pointing at people and shaming them with your index finger, and therefore it has grown long as a result?
Correct.
Okay.
So what you want to have in the dateable guy is a shorter index finger as opposed to the ring finger. That's the whole study
there. Stubby fingers is what you want.
It's a good thing.
Okay.
All right. So that's the news you may have missed. It took a while to get there because I had technical issues. But we did it.
I don't believe that study, by the way.
Well, do you believe any study that really comes out of about fingers?
Do you know much more? I'm curious now. Do you know much more about that study? How many men and their hands, how many did they look at?
They looked at 155 men and women.
Women?
Women as well. And the opposite was the story for women.
And if they're, what, if they have a tall middle finger, they're nicer?
So what they said was if the woman has a longer index, or as we called it, pointer finger, then she's not as desirable as a man is with a shorter index or pointer finger.
Is there any study about the length of your toes and what that says about your personality? And if you have a longer second toe than third toe? I think there was a study about that too.
I think there was something about royalty years ago and toes. Okay?
This is so silly.
This is very, very silly. But yeah, women, it's the opposite for some reason. It all comes down to, by the way, that's the end of this discussion.
Very good.
But much more is coming up on America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone
and Leslie Gold.
Welcome to American Biker Minute, author of Snakes, Guillotines, and Electric Chairs, My Adventures in the Alice Cooper Group.
I wrote a book about tossing chickens at the crowd.
Dennis Dunaway, today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Dennis Dunaway's book, Snakes, Guillotines, and Electric Chairs.
It turned into this big, giant machine. What would make the most profit? It lost its appeal to us.
If it weren't for bikers,
they could see, as bizarre as we dressed and stuff, that we were social outcasts. The bikers always came to our rescue. Peace-loving hippies wouldn't like what we were doing. The bikers would keep them in line, tell them to shut up. Let us play.
Your passport to the open road, not two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Are you a promoter or a preventer?
Most people are both, but one is dominant, according to the authors of Focus, a book about how we see the world.
Promoters play to win. They focus on the best case.
Preventers play to not lose. They focus on the worst case.
If you're a promoter, you probably jump at opportunities. Unfortunately, you may leap too soon. Have a plan B in case reality doesn't match your rosy outlook.
If you're a preventer, it's likely you run from opportunities. Regrettably, you may miss the chance of a lifetime. Make sure you diligently consider the rewards, not just the risks.
Promoter or preventer, know your type to make better decisions. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.